It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Now, Charlie, on my walks around the neighborhood, I often see this garden plant, and there's so many different varieties. It's, of course, the coleus, and you're going to tell us more about the different varieties, and then also how to make it last all the way through the winter by bringing it indoors and making a house plant out of it.
Yes, it's a pretty versatile plant. You know, it's an old-fashioned plant that we probably have seen for many, many years, but it's really gotten a facelift off over the last, I'd say, 10, 20 years. So now you can get coleus that grows in full sun. It's mostly known as a shade plant, but it can grow in full sun, and some of them get huge. Some of them get about 3 feet tall and wide and look like little shrubs, while others are more of a creeping one. I just came back from a place called Pleasant View Greenhouses in Loudoun, New Hampshire. That's the home of the Proven Winners brand of plants. Now, this brand is something you see in garden centers, and a lot of people grow these plants, and they have a beautiful 2-acre demonstration garden that has all kinds of plants in the ground and in containers, and some of the ones they're growing there are new varieties of coleus, and they have some great ones. The one that really jumped out at me is called Rediculous, and this one has burgundy red color. It looks beautiful on mass. It's really stunning, deep burgundy color in the landscape. They have another one called Lime Time, which is a lime green color, which is nice in the shade because it really brightens up an area. And then they have another one called Sedona Sunset, which has a burnt orange color. Of course, a lot of coleus, like you're saying, have different colored leaves to them. There's one called Chocolate Drops that has burgundy and yellow and green colored leaves. And that one's a creeper. That actually cascades out of a container or grows as a ground cover. It's a really cool one. And then there's a serrated leaf one called Alligator Tears, which is fun because it has a green leaf with a yellow stripe in the center that looks like a poor alligator tear. Aww. So coleus are really easy to grow. If you can grow basil, you can grow coleus. It likes full sun or shade, depending upon where you have it. But it likes a lot of water, and it also likes a very fertile soil. Pinch it early in the season so it stays nice and bushy. And then this time of year, if you really love a variety that you have and you want to keep it through the winter for next year, you can take cuttings of it, 4 to 6 inch long cuttings, strip off the lower leaves, dip it in some rooting hormone powder, and then stick it in a container with some moistened potting soil. Put it in a sunny window or a bright room, maybe not a sunny window, and keep it there. It'll root in a few weeks, and then you'll have it all winter as a house plant. You can put it back outside next spring as an outdoor plant.
Ah, I love that idea. Question time. This is from Karen in Essex Junction, and Karen says, I'm part of the Lawn to Lake group that's currently supporting the Raise the Blade campaign. And she's asking if you could discuss the benefits to the grass as well as to the soil by allowing the grass blades to grow a little longer than traditional 2 inches or shorter that we often see in a groomed lawn.
Yes, this is a great campaign and a great group. Lawn to Lake is a consortium of environmental groups on the New York and Vermont sides of Lake Champlain, and they're really encouraging people to do practices that don't pollute the lake. And this Raise the Blade idea is that we want to mow our lawns at 3 inches or higher. And the reason for that is that the taller the lawn grass, the more deeply rooted the roots will be in the soil. And so when you do add water and fertilizer, it's going to stay there and the roots will be able to take it up. And the other side benefit is a tall, lush lawn like that will have less weeds in it. They also have another campaign that it's been a few years old now called Don't Pee on Your Lawn. Of course, they're referring to pea fertilizer or phosphorus-based fertilizer. So now you'll see a lot of garden centers will have fertilizer that doesn't have any phosphorus in it, which is great for anyone in this Champlain Basin when you're fertilizing your lawns in September, so it doesn't run off causing algae blooms and weeds in the lake.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.